Focus, News Radio KMAN. Here on this first day of winter, we're talking with Pat Collins. He's the outgoing Emergency Management Director and Fire Chief and Communications. I'm sorry, I don't know all the third title.
Communications Director.
Communications Director, okay. I know the other two very well because that's normally how we quote you. But obviously you wear a lot of hats here, and it's a big job. Looking ahead, though, to retirement, is this the last we see Pat Collins in public spheres, or would you ever consider running for an elected position?
Well, that depends on my wife. She may not want to take the phone calls. So, yeah, I had thought about that sometime in the future. It just depends on, you know, who's running and what's going on. I've always had a really good working relationship with the cities and the counties around, you know, around us, and our county commissioners have always been great. I tell you, if I look back at my tenure here, the key to what I do is the people that were around me. I had great staff. I had great friends. I had other responders that helped, volunteers, weather spotters, CERT team, animal care technicians. I had people in all the government agencies, you know, the city engineer, the city manager, the you know, all that goes on. But probably if I look back, what I think was the best thing I did was I got people or I helped people get to where they wanted to be. So, you know, having people around, being fire chief or deputy fire chief or an emergency management coordinator or an EMT or a paramedic, you know, someplace, you know, I had a guy back in the 90s when I first started, probably in the 80s, that was turned out to be the dean of fire service training in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan for a while, you know. And so you get a group of people that are in Topeka or Kansas City or Springfield or Manhattan or Junction or Fort Riley that you you help mentor. That's probably the best thing that can come out of this. And I look back, that's probably my gift to the county and the rest of the people that they serve.
Yeah, well, that's pretty cool, and that's got to be pretty awesome to see, and you probably keep in connection with a lot of those folks even to this day, I would imagine.
Oh, I tell you, Facebook is amazing. I you know, you can get a hold of anybody and say, hey, how you doing, and you see their family, and you know, when you knew them, they were maybe a just started in the Army, or they just came to college, and now they've got a family that's their kids are graduating, you know. So
yeah, cool. Well, and I mentioned at the beginning of the show, it's a long time to work in any job. I mean, not many people can say they've worked more than four decades at the same place. And you know, it's interesting to me because obviously the 93 flood comes up so often around here, and I know that was probably the biggest thing that happened in your career. But I'll go back, and you can find videos of that stuff on the internet now, and I can see old. Oh, that's Pat in 1993, and I was 8 years old back in 93, so I'm not a very old person myself here at that point. But it's interesting to see, you know, Pat Collins there then, he's here now, and it's just it's a long time.
You know, the last year, the EOC staff that worked overnight one night, they decided to go out. They photoshopped this picture down from one of those videos, and they put it all over the emergency operations center. It was on the pedestal in front, and on the walls, and all the doors. This is Pat in 93. This is Pat in 2019, and I have a little more gray hair now.
Hey, you had what? Was it blonde that you were back in the 90s?
Yeah.
I was gonna say. I didn't expect you to have blonde hair because I'm just used to seeing you now. But yeah, that's interesting. That's fun that they would do that. What else stands out about your time here? Is there anything else maybe we haven't touched on?
You know, I think the you know, I can't hardly, you know, talk about it without I kind of tear up because my family has put up with a lot of stuff over the years. I mean, you know, they respect what I did. They knew that when the pager went off, I had to get up and go, and they did. They may have complained about it. They just didn't complain to me. So that's if I didn't have support of my family and my friends, I couldn't have done it.
Yeah. Well, that's tough. Yeah. And yeah, you never know when you're going to be called out. And I imagine that is difficult. You miss out on, you know, a good family gathering here. And, you know, we talk about family gatherings here in 2020 and not happening as frequently here because of COVID-19. But, you know, obviously that's very important.
Yeah, I tell you, the you know, everybody enjoys holidays, and Thanksgiving is probably one holiday that I remember the best. I had a fatality fire one day, 7 o'clock in the morning on Thanksgiving back in the 80s, and every Thanksgiving you think about that, and you know, it's one of those things that you carry with you, my family knows that I think about this, so they don't dwell on it, and I don't dwell on it because, hey, we did the best we could at that time. But it was one of those things that, you know, when those days come up, you remember. And when I drive around Riley County with my wife or somebody else, I'm going, hey, I remember I had a fire right there, and hey, there was a fire right there one time, and oh, we had a car wreck right here. And so out of 40 some years of responses, that I've been to almost everybody's house, I think, sometime or another, or their property.
Yeah, probably so. Well, yeah, and of course, you know, wintertime, I'm sure you've had some winter issues before. You've had to be out in the cold, and you've probably been out there in the heat of the awful Kansas humidity.
I ran a grader back for Public Works in the early 80s, and we had we got a call one night that there was people in a house, they couldn't get out, and they needed to go to the hospital, and so went and got a front end loader, and we spent 3 hours shoveling the road out to get to their house, and loaded them up in the back of the police department's Ram truck to get them out to the road to the ambulance, and they wouldn't go until we plowed their neighbor next door because it was his ex-wife, and he wouldn't leave there without us going and opening up the road to his ex-wife's house. So you get a lot of those things you remember over the years, and that was a real cold night.
Oh, man. Goodness. Well, Dave, do you have any anything else for Pat?
You know, we've worked together in so many challenging situations, and, you know, I have been a big admirer of your work, and on behalf of everybody here at Manhattan Broadcasting, we are just so thankful for you understanding and being an active participant in so many things and so many events that have happened over, you know, your 43 some years here in the area. And you know, we can't say enough. We're very happy for your retirement, but it's you know, Mr. Stewie's got some big shoes to fill. Can't wait to meet him and start building another worthy working relationship with him.
All right. Well, I sure appreciate you guys and everything we've done. And actually, I did bring Russell out the other day and met your some of your staff that talked about some radio information. So we were in the studio the other day, but yeah,
I've been gone a lot lately.
I know.
We're working like shift work almost around here.
Yeah. Well, you've been a tremendous asset to the entire community, Pat, and sometimes I get to speak on behalf of the community. At least, you know, I think I can. But we're very, very grateful for the work that you've had, that you've done here. You are a man that has the respect of your peers throughout the state of Kansas and beyond, and a lot of folks that you have worked with over the past, whether they be through emergency operations or especially volunteer firefighters. That's not an easy gig for a lot of folks, and you've built that up, and you know, there's so many people that are grateful for all of them. And that takes great leadership, and that's something that you have provided, not only with the people that you work with on a regular basis, but also people like us, the peripherals that you know, work with you to make sure that we can do whatever we can to keep our residents safe. And we're thankful for you. Kudos to you, my friend.
All right. Well, thank you. I'll be around. I don't plan on leaving, and got my homestead, and I'm sure the wife's not going to want to have me around every day there, so I'll be around someplace.
All right. That means we get to have a lot of coffee.
Very good. Pat, thank you so much. Happy retirement.
All right. Thank you.
It's going to wrap it up. Tomorrow on the show, we've got Pat Wexelman is going to join us here from Pottawatomie County, and he'll join us for the hour. Pat,
this guy's such a good dude.
Yeah,
Pat Collins, man. GMCF Community Hour is next. We have a little bit from Metal Arc Hills, and then we're going to be celebrating on the air the 98th birthday of one of Manhattan's great volunteers. They even have an award named after him, C. Clyde Jones.